Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A preliminary ceasefire agreement for Syria is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria. Kerry said Sunday fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours.
And I take nothing for granted about this. A cessation of hostilities, a hudna, is possible over the course of these next hours.
But violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State group. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front-runner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic primary over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders, though, is not giving up.
We did phenomenally well with young people. Mm-hmm. I think we did well with working class people. Remember, we were taking on a candidate who ran in 2008. She knew Nevada a lot better than we did. She had the names of a lot of her supporters. So I'm proud of the campaign that we ran.
Senator Sanders appeared on the NBC News program Meet the Press. Voters in Niger are going to polls on Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Violent protests in northeastern India plunged the capital, New Delhi, into a water crisis. Haryana State had been the scene of a week of demonstrations by members of the rural Jat class. Jats are demanding federal and state benefits. The protests turned violent, including damage done to equipment that transports water to New Delhi. This is VOA News.